My name is Gwen Morris.
So tell me, how long have you lived in Hoxton?
In Hoxton for going on my sixth year.
And you told me that you lived in Yorkshire before.
Yeah, mostly actually Derbyshire. I worked in Yorkshire.
Okay, so tell me how it differs.
How it differs. Well, in where I lived was on a farm in rural Derbyshire, and so that was quite conservative, and people were struggling on their farms, and we were the wealthy people that helped them survive and were probably resented a bit also. And it's an entirely different culture. I would happily call myself a Yorkshireman. I worked in Sheffield, where it was, since I do immigration law, I represent asylum seekers and overstayers and things like that. So it was in Sheffield, it was the most mixed neighborhood in the world. I mean, really, it was tremendously diverse.
So what brought you to London?
26 years of living in a village was enough for me.
You wanted a bit of culture.
They have a very strong culture there, but I wanted a different culture, and I wanted not to be the odd man out.
So do you feel less the odd woman?
Oh, I'm definitely less. I'm one amongst many, and there's not so many cultural walls that you hit.
How are you finding it? Do you find there's a strong sense of community here, or is everyone just kind of in their own corner? How have you felt?
Well, I think it's harmonious on the street, but I think that cultures pretty much stick together. My husband's a social scientist, and I think it's borne out that even though it's quite friendly and nice on the street, that there's not really a great mixing of cultures. Neither, I don't think, even youth and like my demographic or all the many different ethnic and national cultures.
So how would you, have you got any suggestions of how that could
change? The same one as the one happening.
Oh, young people will take care of this with their hormones. They will intermarry and it will be fine. It will be fine. It's happening now. I'm from the U.S. It's happening in the U.S. and it's happening here. I think it will happen here.
And what about intergenerational kind of connections? How do you think that could be? Those could be created.
Well, I don't think we helped things by my demographic voting to leave. I think that was a really bad move, and it will be resented, and so... I don't know. I don't know. I was love conquers all, something like that.
If you had a magic wand, what would you do to change the end? What is it, if you had a superpower, you could do anything you wanted, what would you change?
Well, I guess I'd give people with less money more money, and I guess I'd make everybody marry each other so they could understand each other and share each other's paths and humors and experiences. Wouldn't you?
And do you know your neighbors?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, because we actually have had a house here for years. And, but even since we've moved in, we know them. And I would say, by and large, they're friendly and we help each other out, but it's not a big community feeling.